Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and in this week's episode, we are looking at how to learn songs. So this often comes up in the Beginner Guitar Academy community where students have learned songs. We have songs in every class through the Beginner Guitar Academy programs, a five-level system, and they get to maybe level three, and by that point, they've learned probably 20-plus songs. They can't remember all of those songs. They can't remember really any of them. So it's a common problem with beginner guitar players. We learn all these songs, but we can't remember them. So in this week's episode, we are going to talk about how to remember them. I'm going to take you through a system for learning songs. So how to pick the right song to actually learn in the first place. Then I'm going to walk you through how to maintain those songs through my three-step system of practice, playthrough, and perform. And then we're going to talk about how to improve those songs then over time. So how to pick the right song to learn, how to then learn them in the correct way and to maintain those songs, then how to improve those songs as you progress and not forget them. So that's what you can expect in this week's episode. But before we dive into that, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And that is on Sunday, the 31st of August, we are doing a live Q&A over on Zoom. And that is going to be at 9 p.m. GMT, so UK time. And it's an opportunity for you just to come along Zoom, hang out with me and ask your questions live. Now, you can mute your microphone, you can turn off your camera, and you can write your questions in the chat box. A lot of people don't like asking the questions live, other people watching. You don't have to do that. You can just type them in the chat box and I can answer them for you. You can come on camera though and ask them live, and then I can see what you're doing. You can actually show me if it's like a playing question or something like that. That'd be really helpful. And if you can't make it live, don't worry. You can pre-submit your questions and I'll then answer them in the live Q&A. That live Q&A will then be recorded and the video will then go up in the Academy in the live recording section, and the audio will be in the member only podcast as well. So you can catch up with any of the questions you missed and answer your question if you can't make it live. So check your emails. I'll be sending out an email on the Wednesday before, on the Saturday, the day before, and on the day, so hopefully you won't miss it. It's going to be quite a few emails with the link of the Zoom link so you can come and obviously join me live. So check it out. Hope to see you on Sunday for a live Q&A. But if you can't make it, yeah, let me know any questions in advance. So guys, that is all of the member news out of the way. So let's dive into this week's content and answer the questions of how to learn songs. So first we want to talk about is the difference between practicing songs and practicing skills. Now, this is quite important because the problem a lot of people fall into, or the trap that a lot of people fall into when they learn a song, is picking a song which is way above their level. Because they'll think, oh, I like that song, that's a cool song, that'd be cool to play. But it's got skills they've not come across yet, or skills they've not refined to the level to be able to play the song. So it's really important we have this difference between, or this understanding of skills versus songs. So a song is a collection of different skills. So when you're playing a song, it might be, let's take Sweet Child of Mine, for example. So you might have this riff, you know, the quintessential Sweet Child of Mine riff, which is an arpeggio of the D major chord. So if you don't know that arpeggio, it's going to be difficult to play that riff because you won't know it. If you haven't got dexterity in your fingers to play it, that's going to be difficult. If you can't play eighth notes 120 beats per minute, it's going to be difficult for you to play it. So you can see there's rhythm elements there, there's picking elements, there's arpeggios. There's a lot that goes into that one riff. When it comes to play the songs, we then play the chords. Not know those chords, you're obviously not going to play it. So we don't know our D, our C, or G major chords. We can't change again 120 beats per minute. We can't do that strum pattern. We don't know ties. We won't be able to play that song. So you can see I've unpacked that song, broken it down into its skill components. That's what you need to be able to do when you're learning a song. Learn the skills, they're in it to be able to perform it. I quite often relate guitar playing to football. It's a really good analogy to have. So when we think of footballers or soccer players in for our American friends, we see them playing the football match. Yeah? But there's a lot of training that comes in before they play, obviously, that match. They've got to work on the skills, be it their passing, their shooting, headering, corners, free kicks, penalties, all that kind of stuff, which make up the game. That's the same as us as guitar players, our picking, chords, scales, rhythm, note reading, That makes up our ability to be able to play the songs. So straight away, when you're learning a song, try and pick apart the skills within that song to then know if you can perform it or play it or learn it. Now, if it is a too high level, you might put that off to the side and think, okay, so I need to work on my skill to get to that. That might be a little way down my journey. Or if it's not that far away, okay, you might be thinking, okay, so I just need to work on this one particular thing to be able to play it. So it's going to make it a lot more attainable to be able to play that song. And it's going to make it a lot more realistic as well. And have you not demotivated when you can't play it, thinking, oh, I can't play that song, I must be rubbish. It's just that you haven't got the skills to be able to play that song yet. It will come, but not yet. So I really want to start off with that because that's really important and a trap that a lot of people fall into. So let's talk about learning a song efficiently. So number one is obviously picking the correct song for your skill level. The second thing you want to do is listen through the song so you can actually listen to it. Then you want to break it into sections. So verse, chorus, solo, the section of the song. So you know the different parts and then you can loop off those different parts. Something I always say to students you want to do from quite early on is to simplify and play all the way through. Now you might think, hold on a minute, I want to work on the section, get them sounding really good like the actual song. Well, yeah, you do, but you might find then you spend the next couple of months just working on the intro, especially with a song like Sweet Child of Mine. That's a really tough intro. So you're going to spend a lot of time developing that. So by the time you can actually play that intro, you're so sick of the song that you move on to another song. You don't actually play the whole song because you spent too much time on one particular section. By simplifying and playing through the whole thing, one, you obviously have that satisfaction of playing the whole song, even though it's simplified. You have an understanding of the structure of the songs you play for the whole thing and how the song sounds, dynamic contrast in the song, say different parts, different sections, all the stuff you need to know to be able to obviously play that song well. So simplify and play through it. And number one thing is to start slow. Everyone always starts too difficult. They start performance speed. So when you're learning a song, obviously we need to slow it down. This goes with any kind of skill that we're playing, any exercise, albeit in this case a song, it's got to start slow. There was a great quote I heard from, it was a famous music school, I can't remember which music school it was, but it's if you can recognize what you're practicing, you're practicing wrong. You're practicing it too quick. When you're practicing something, it should be so broken down and pulled apart, you should work on individual skills, that you might not be able to recognize the song because you're working on a single part of it. So bear that in mind, it should be that broken down to actually practice it effectively. And if you are playing it and you can recognize it, you're playing it full speed, you're not practicing anymore, you're performing. And that's a part of learning songs, but it's the third step in learning our songs, kind of second/third. But it's definitely not the first. The first is our practice stage where we need to break it down and go through it. So bear that in mind. Break it down, start slow, and go for those different sections. The next step, so step two, is maintaining your song. So you've picked the song, you've chosen one which is of your level, you've listened through it, you've broken down the different sections. Okay, we know there's a chorus, we know there's a verse, the intro, I don't know why I did that backwards. So an intro, a verse, a chorus, maybe guitar solo, maybe a middle section. We know different sections, we know the content of those. So you've got that song rocking. The problem you're gonna find is, obviously, maintain that song when you start learning in the second song, the third song, the fourth song. So step two is all about maintaining your songs. And the first thing we want to do is create a song folder or digital library. Now, this could be printed tabs and lyrics in an actual folder. I was going to show you one I've got over here. I could do, actually. So I can't even lift it up. This is my song folder of songs that I can play or songs that we're going to do in beginner guitar academy, articles I'm using for research, that kind of thing. So I have a proper, old school printed out dead tree folder that I can go through. I like tangible stuff. You might work more digitally and have that just inside like Dropbox or Google. But you want the chord sheet, you want the tabs, you want the lyrics if you're eventually going to sing it. You want that somewhere that you can go through it. Especially when we go to the different phases of our learning and maintaining songs, which again, we're going to go through in a minute. But the first thing is to get the sheet music, have your song folder or digital library, have it where you can see it and refer to it. Now we're going to talk about the three P's, and this is really the heart of the system of maintaining a song. Practice, play through, and perform. We're going to go through each one of these three sections in turn. So the first one is practice. So when you practice, these are your work in progress songs. They're new material you're learning or older songs that still need a significant work before they can move to the next P, which is the play through stage. So this is where you slow things down, you loop tricky sections, you really break the song apart. This is what we were talking about earlier. When you're practicing a song, you're not playing for the whole thing, you're working on different elements of it. It might be the verse, might be the intro, might be a section of the verse. Perhaps it's a tricky little riff, a tricky little fill that you really need to break down and work through. Think of this as your development stage. These are songs in development. Now, the next P is play through. So these are songs you already know fairly well, but maybe haven't played through in a while. You can get through them from start to the finish. They might feel a little bit rusty. Perhaps you forget a chord change, you stumble in a tricky section, perhaps you lose the flow. A few focused run-throughs, though, usually bring them back. And you think, oh, okay, I've got that now, I've dusted off. They're ready, they're cool. You can take them to that next level, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. So this is kind of the maintenance stage. So you're going around these songs, keeping them fresh, so they don't go too rusty. Now, the final P is perform. Now, these are songs you know inside out. These are ones you can pick up the guitar, play right through. Don't we need to check any tab? Don't we need to check any of the chord stuff? They're polished, they're smooth, they're ready for an audience. Now, when I say an audience, that doesn't mean you have to play a gig or play in front of people. It could do. It could mean you're playing them in a jam session, or it could just mean you're playing through to a backing track or to the original track. So that's what we mean by perform. It's performing the song. It doesn't have to be in front of an audience. It could just be playing along to the track. So think of these songs as setlist songs. These are songs you can play well, that would be in like a band set list they can play on the night. Now, the key to this system is rotating songs through these different categories. So practice then leads to playthrough, which leads to perform. Now, occasionally, songs will have to be moved back. So a perform song might go back to playthrough because it might get too rusty. You can't know it. You don't know it now off the top of your head. So you need to now start playing through it to really keep in your head. So those are the three P's we really want to have for maintaining our songs. So practice, play through, and perform. Now, step three is how do we then balance new songs with old songs? And this is one of the biggest challenges guitarists face, is finding the balance, you know, between learning new songs, which gives that excitement, that joy of, oh, cool, I'm learning something new, but keeping the old ones alive so you still have your repertoire. So if you're only chasing new songs, you are going to have this kind of revolving door. Songs come in, but just quickly they slip out and they disappear. On the other hand, if you're only ever maintaining what you already know, you're going to stop growing, it's going to get boring, and it's not going to be exciting. So we want this kind of sweet spot, which is somewhere in the middle. So a simple way to strike that balance is the 50-50 rule. So you spend half of your song practice on new material, breaking it down, looping sections, slowly building it up. It's that whole sort of practice. And you spend the other half revisiting songs you already know. So either running through them in the playthrough stage or refining those weaker spots. Or you might say be in that perform area. So that playthrough or perform. So by doing this, this ensures that you're always moving forward while also protecting the songs you already know. They stay in that vault. They stay in your archive. So when someone says, oh, you play guitar, play us a song, you know these songs and you can just pick them up and go for it. So think of the songs as being a rotating wheel. New songs enter the practice category. Once they're playable, they move into the playthrough. When they're polished, they move into perform. And over time, some perform songs may drift back into the playthrough if they've been neglected for a little while. That's quite normal, but it's an easy fix. You go through it, you dust it off, off you go again. But by consciously rotating these songs, you avoid the all new or all old trap, and you build a balanced growing set list. And that's what we really want to get. Now, another problem that people find themselves in, the song collector trap. So this is something that a lot of guitarists find themselves in. They fall into the habit of learning the first 30 seconds of 20 songs, say, instead of learning three songs all the way through. Now that might feel fun in the moment, but it doesn't get you the satisfaction of playing a complete tune. So instead, aim for depth over breadth. It's better to fully own a smaller set of songs than to half know dozens. So next thing we'll talk about is common mistakes and how to avoid them. So the first common mistake is always starting at the beginning of a tune. So many guitarists fall into this habit of starting a song from the intro every single time they play through it. Now the problem here is, or practice for, I should say, you end up polishing just the first 30 seconds, which is awesome, but then you don't get anywhere else through the song. So a quick fix to this is to work in the sections we said about earlier. So loop the hardest parts more often than you do the easy parts. If you're doing something that's easy, we shouldn't be doing that. We want to be working on the tough things. And then you slowly string together all those sections and you've got your tune. So don't just start at the beginning and don't get any further. Work through the different sections. Focus on the hard stuff. The second problem that a lot of people find, the common problem, is playing without listening to the original. So it's easy to grab a tab or chord chart and just plow ahead, but without the sound of the song in your ear. And you risk missing the groove, the dynamics, and even the correct rhythm. So an easy fix here is to always listen to the song before you start playing through the song. Play along with the track whenever possible. It locks in your timing and makes the practice more musical. So the third common problem is neglecting old songs. So learning new songs is obviously exciting, but if you don't visit the old songs, they fade away. So a song you could once play confidently will slip back into the practice pile if you don't give it a regular attention. So an easy fix here is to schedule a weekly or monthly set list run through, and that'll keep your old songs alive and keep them in rotation with the new ones too. Okay, common problem number four is not keeping a song list. So if you rely on memory alone, you'll forget what you actually used to once know. So many guitarists underestimate how many songs they've learned or how many they've let slip. So an easy fix here, like we said earlier, is to keep a digital file or a song log. So you have all your songs in one place. You can then keep track of the ones you know. Great thing here to do as well is a Spotify playlist. And then when it comes to playing them weekly, you just grab different ones off there and off you go. Common problem number five is collecting songs instead of completing songs. So it's tempting to learn the intro to, as we said earlier, loads of different songs instead of finishing a song and being able to play all the way through it. All these half-learned songs don't build confidence. I'll say they're fun in the minute, but they're not good when someone says, oh, you play guitar, play us a tune. So to fix this, focus on quality over quantity. It's better to know 5 full songs than 50 half songs. And then the final one, common problem number 6, is practicing without purpose. It's just playing through songs without thinking about what you're actually trying to improve. And that just keeps you stuck. So are you working on timing this tune? Are you working on a particular chord change, memorization? Super obviously important in the practice stage. And an easy fix to that is when you're picking up a song, think about what you're going to be doing in that song. Am I working on tying up a chord transition? Am I working on going from intro to verse? Am I working on this really annoying little riff that's taking me ages to get my fingers used to? Going with a clear idea of what you want to work on. All right, so now it's time to take everything we've talked about and put it into action. So here's a simple step-by-step plan you can follow this week to start practicing your songs more efficiently. So step one is make your song list. So write down every song you can play currently and if it's rusty. Don't worry about perfection. Just get it on paper, get it in a digital document. Again, you can put it obviously online. You can have this in a little notebook, but get it down. Bonus tip is to include the artist and the key so you can refer to it for later. And obviously, if you're going to jam over it, you might be kind of improvising. It's going to help, obviously, if you know the key. Step two is to categorize these songs. So put each of these songs into one of the 3 P's we talked about earlier: practice, playthrough, or perform. Be honest with yourself. If the song is shaky, it's not a perform song, so it needs to go back into perhaps playthrough if you're a bit rusty on some of the changes. If you need to work on a particular technique, that needs to go into your practice. So this is going to give you a clear picture of where you are and where you stand today, obviously moving forward. So step three is schedule a set list run through. So pick a day this week that you're going to go through your perform and playthrough songs. Treat it like a mini gig, meaning if you make a mistake, don't stop, don't throw your guitar. Just smile and carry on. That's a really good mindset to get into, is practice versus performance mindset. And afterwards, make notes of perhaps the songs which did slip. Perhaps when you're thinking, oh, that does actually have to move from, perform into playthrough. And then step four is to add a new song, but be strategic. Choose a song to bring into your practice category, but pick something that's fun, that develops a new skill and is not massively above your skill level at the minute. Remember the 50-50 rule. Balance your new songs with maintaining your old songs. And then step five is to track your progress. So keep a simple log of when you last played each song. This could again be in a simple notebook. This could be just your Spotify playlist. You could just move it around so you know which songs you've done recently and what ones you haven't. And celebrate when a song graduates from practice to playthrough to perform. That's showing you progressing. That's moving forward. And you are rocking and rolling. So by the end of this week, then, you should have a full list written down, sorted into your practice, playthrough, and perform categories. And you should have a day scheduled for a set list run through. Now, if you can do that, you can have a clear list of the songs you can play, where they are, which category. So are they in practice, playthrough, or perform? And you'll be mixing them up. 50-50 rule, so you're not forgetting the old ones. And there we go, guys. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We've run through a very strategic plan of how to pick the correct song to begin with, then how to work through that song, so how to break a new song apart into its different sections, go through it, simplify it to begin with, and then come back and work on those harder parts. We've gone through how to maintain your songs by putting them into different categories, into the practice, the playthrough, and perform categories. And then we've gone through some of the most common problems people find themselves in, and then obviously how to navigate away from those and how to fix them. So hopefully everything you need to better your song practice. So if you have enjoyed this episode, I really appreciate rate and view, whichever podcast app you're using to listen to me today. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. Every Friday, I release a new episode like this, giving you tips, tricks, ideas, strategies to help you become a better guitar player. And if you have enjoyed this week's episode and you enjoy my teaching style, come check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com. We have a 5-level system based on the G4 guitar method, structured and supported. As you work through it, we check in regularly so I can make sure you're not developing any bad habits and you are becoming the best guitar player you can be. Alongside that, we have our monthly live Q&As. We have songs, we have riffs, we have workshops, which go a bit more deep dive into different techniques. Like we do blues workshops, we do 5 riffs from Eric Clapton, how to improvise, music theory, all that kind of good stuff. And the best thing is you can come check out Beginner Guitar Academy for a 2-week trial just for $1. Come check it out and see if it's the right fit for you at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So guys, that is it for me this week. So I say, hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode. But I'll be back next Friday for another episode. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. But until then, keep practicing, take care, and I'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.